against the famous old dark blue.
Yeah, so there's been a bit of change at the top there at Carlton. Kane Little is the new Blues chief executive, and he joins us here on 1116 SEN. Kane, thanks very much for your time.
No probs. G'day, Matt. G'day, Cam.
And G'day, congratulations Kane. As well on yes. the new gig. And for those that don't know you, Kane, give us a bit of a rundown of your resume.
No worries. Well, thanks, first of all, for the congrats. I suppose the most relevant part of that resume is the last 8 years that I've spent at Richmond as the chief customer officer working under Brendan Gale there. So I've had a terrific apprenticeship to go into a role like this working under someone like Brendan. So started there back in 2010 and... I suppose one of my first recollections of that first year was, I reckon one of the sports betting agencies might have paid out on Richmond to win the Wooden Spoon with 18 rounds to go. So when you're in the line of business of trying to sell memberships and generate hope, it
good luck
wasn't
with
a
that.
Great start.
So that was your gig, wasn't it? You had to get more members? That was your brief at Richmond?
Yeah, ultimately, if you sort of boil down what my role was there, it was to build the strongest possible connection with our supporter base in order to generate the maximum possible profit. So clearly, whilst winning helps, I've always sort of viewed winning as a bonus. I think, you know, there's a whole range of sentiment issues and trust issues and communication issues with your membership base. And sort of to Richmond's credit, I think over the years they've done a reasonable job of that, even when they weren't playing well. So I suppose it was my job to capitalise on that. And I played a small part with a big team and. Yeah, and ultimately we were able to deliver some great results off the field, and that obviously culminated in getting things together on the field last year and obviously winning the premiership.
Kane, we were just talking off air about the traditional big four in AFL, but going back for years, you've got Collingwood, Essendon, Richmond and Carlton. And we're looking at the other three and we're saying, yeah, they're around the 60,000 to 70,000 member mark. Right now, I think Carlton around the 34,000, 35,000. You took Richmond from a poor club. It was a poorly run club, bad memberships, to now the premiers in the AFL. What is your game plan going to Carlton to bring them back to those glory years?
Okay, so I suppose, first of all, let's talk about the off-field, because obviously we've got some terrific people on the field who know a lot more about how we're going to do that, such as Brendan Bolton and Johnny Barker and David Teague and Cam Bruce. But when it comes to the off-field stuff, I think the sort of three clubs you referred to there who have managed to secure significant membership bases, as I said before, I think they've done a great job in engaging with their members. And ultimately, you know, the membership research right across the AFL tells you that 80% of people join because they actually want to feel a part of something bigger and they want to financially contribute to their footy club. So going to games and even winning are less important than we all think. So ultimately, what we're going to be trying to do here is really try and build that relationship with our supporters and build that trust. And that's certainly, from what I can see, has been a big improvement over the last couple of years. And the reality is we're actually 3,500 members up right now, year on year, compared to last year, which, you know, when you finish 16th, I think traditionally you'd think, well, they finished 16th, membership shouldn't go up. But it actually shows you the club's already doing something right. So it's about earning the trust of our members, building that relationship, and any good sort of membership campaign needs a really positive sentiment, and then again needs good timing. So to building the sentiment, when the time's right, we go hard on the acquisition campaigns. So ultimately, that's what we're looking to do off the field. We've actually got some exciting other things going on down here at Icon as well. We're just relaying the surface of the oval. I'm looking out of my office right now, and 3/4 of the oval has been relayed. So that's actually going to be ready for Feb 2 for the launch of the AFLW season, yep. Which we're obviously really excited about. We've got a great list there in the AFLW, and that's something we're also really looking forward to.
Kane, how many members or how many supporters are out there? And I'm sure you've done these figures, and I'm sure Stephen Trigg, this kept him up at night as well. How many supporters are out there that you think you can convert into members and for some reason just haven't signed up?
Well, the research tells us there's about 600,000 adult Carlton supporters. Now, to contrast that with Richmond, because I'm obviously familiar with their numbers, Richmond was just under 500. So what Richmond did really well is they penetrated hard into their supporter base. So at the moment, we penetrate at Carlton at about 10%. We think we can lift that, and that's certainly what we're going to be looking to aim to do over the next 2 to 3 years.
What about the expectations for 2018 on field? How involved in that are you, Kane, or do you just leave that up to Brendan and his team?
Yeah, I really leave that up to Brendan and his team. And, you know, as I said before, I've had a great mentor in Brendan Gale, and I think one of his real strengths was to know when to sit back and let the footy department do their work. And he had great faith in Damien Hardwick and Damien's assistants and, you know, Dan Richardson and Neil Baum. So, yeah, I've got great faith in the people that are here. And I think one of the things that sort of struck me coming to Carlton was the high-quality support that Bolts has around him. You know, to have a Johnny Barker, a Dave Teague, a Cam Bruce, really senior guys in the industry there to support him, they certainly, they don't need me interfering in that. So we're really confident they've got that under control. And I think most, or all Carlton supporters would sort of acknowledge that Soss has done a terrific job over the last few years. There was a commitment to go to three drafts. We've turned over 42 players. And, you know, I think if you see the quality of the young kids coming in, I think Soss has really set us up well for the next few years.
Speaking of Brendan Bolton, Kane, is it time the coach went on a contract?
Well, at the moment, Cam, Bolts is the only coach who doesn't have an expiry date on his contract.
That's
so
a good point.
From that perspective, he's here for a long time. Look, we see him as the long-term coach at Carlton. He's very well regarded, very well respected, has a terrific relationship with the players. And, you know, whilst we won't talk publicly about contracts, that stuff will sort of take care of itself, I think.
Okay, and what's your philosophy on that, though? I know it was a Stephen Trigg thing. He brought it from Adelaide, of actually having a coach on a work agreement rather than a contract that expires.
Yeah, look, my view is the case in most things. It's sort of horses for courses and situational, and I can absolutely see why Stephen would have made that decision a couple of years ago. You know, as we continue moving in the future, that might be what Bolts and I agree is the right way to continue, or we might decide that, you know, it's time to change that. But to be honest, at this stage, it hasn't really been a conversation.
Kane, are you looking to stay? Are you looking to keep the club playing at Etihad Stadium, or would you like to move them to the MCG?
Yeah, look,
credit
to Stephen and the president, Mark Lagoudajay, that they've actually done a great deal with the AFL and Etihad, as have obviously a number of other clubs. So where previously a club like Carlton were probably more motivated to try and get back to the G because of the deal with Etihad, that's sort of all been sorted out in the AFL purchase. So right at this point of time in our development, we think a 5-6 split is fine. You know, moving forward, you know, as we get more regular crowds of 80,000 to 85,000, 90,000, which have been regular for Carlton over the years, you know, that might be something we need to consider. Because, I mean, the last thing we want is for our supporters not to be able to get into our games. And if we're able to attract, you know, multiple crowds of, you know, 70,000 plus, then we may need to review that going forward. But right now, with Etihad back in the AFL's hands, we're more than happy at the 6-5 split.
Kane Little has joined us, the new Carlton Chief Executive. What's the, I suppose, the blueprint in terms of when you guys think you can play finals again? Kane, I know the last couple of years, as you said, Stephen Silvani's been going to the draft. It's been rebuild. For Blues fans, is there a year there? Is there something that you can give Blues fans a bit of an indication of when can they expect to be buying finals tickets again?
Yeah, well, look, remembering I've only been here 4 weeks, so I think it'd be a bit premature for me
Give us a big bold heading. Come on, Kane.
It'd be way too premature for me to predict that. And you know, the reality is we've sort of got one of the youngest lists in the AFL, and Bolts has sort of taken me through the amount of players we've got in that 0 to 50 and 18 to 21-year age group. And, you know, if I learnt one thing at Richmond, it's you just can't take shortcuts. You just got to stay the course. You've got to keep investing in young players, and you've got to keep playing them. And you know, the reality is that's going to take time, you know, and when that time is it next year, is it the year after? I'm not quite sure, and I'd be hesitant to put a time on it anyway, but what I can assure you is that Carlton are bringing some great young players, and they're investing in them, and they're going to get games, you know, to ensure that when the time is right, that they're going to be very well prepared to compete and win premierships for Carlton.
We're talking about, you know, blueprints.
Almost, Kane. You almost did it.
Oh, I was hoping you'd miss that.
talking about those blueprints, I mean, you've had a great blueprint at Richmond. You've seen what hard work and getting good people at the football club and backing, you know, Dimmer Hardwick and all of these guys in, what it can do. You're there when they won a premiership.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And, you know, the whole world was coming for Dimmer last year and the board and Brendan and anyone else who stuck their head up. And, you know, to Richmond's absolute credit, and look, Brendan obviously drove this, they stared the whole industry down and stayed the course and backed their people and were supremely confident that they could turn it round. And it's funny because internally we were all believers. We had an ordinary 2016, but you know, we had some really good new coaches come in, and you know, the footy department or the recruiters did their work in terms of trading. And you know, I think the AFL is now built for things to turn around quickly. The way the fixture's been built, the three groups of six, the free agency and the flexibility for players to move. And you know, I think the Bulldogs and Richmond, I think that'll sort of happen a lot more regularly than it has in the past. And you know, to be able to do what a Hawthorn's done, you know, and win three in a row, it's an incredible feat. And to be honest, I sort of struggle to believe it could be done again in the near future.
Well, Kane, you've had a few good slogans over the years. The Blues, you can smell what we're cooking and all that sort of stuff. What's your slogan this year?
Yeah, I might pass on that one for the time being. I think our positioning statement's bound by blue, and it's a really strong cultural value through the club, and you know, that will remain for the immediate future. And if we think there's a membership theme to hang off that at a later stage, we'll roll that out, but yeah, I won't be making any big statements now.
All right, carltonfc.com.au to purchase your membership for 2018. Kane, good luck, and thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks a lot,
Cam.
Kane. Appreciate
Kane Little joining us, the new Carlton Chief Executive. Let's hear from Blues fans, 9429 1116, because as Kane said, it's been tough for the Blues to actually sign members at the rate of some of these other big clubs. Is it purely based on wins and losses? More losses than wins at the moment for the Blues.
I think there's a fair bit of that.
Or is there something in that whole thing about engaging with your members?